Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Mike Sullivan with a mouthful of food telling me, I've got an update. You have an update?
David and Roberto got some delicious food, and I just picked at it a little bit.
Yeah, well, it stinks to high hell, and now the studio door is open, as is the behind-the-glass door.
All right, so, you know, this isn't breaking news, but it is a piece of update that I want to give you.
Why didn't you tell me it's not breaking news? You don't get music for this.
No, it's fine. It's one and the same.
So you want the music.
It doesn't matter, music or no music.
So you don't want the music.
This is from Fox 8 in Ohio. So just in, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has recommended there be no spectators allowed for indoor sports activities, including high school, college, and professional teams in the state of Ohio. Now, why is this important? Because not only are we talking about the pro sports in Ohio, but also the MAC basketball tournaments are held in Cleveland, and the first four of the NCAA tournament is held in Dayton. So,
which is the flag city, if I am remembering correctly.
So this is the first, I guess, domino, if it were to directly impact March Madness, that the first four in Dayton, you have the governor saying no spectators.
Okay, so the first four games are not going to have spectators. I don't think the NCAA gets to overrule the governor, do they?
I don't know the hierarchy there.
But there you go, Mike.
And this this announcement comes after the governor says that he spoke today with reps from professional sports teams in the state. No official word yet from the Cavs, but that's what the governor is recommending for the entire state on every level of indoor sports.
So you've got the entire state of Ohio, which has several big events. Now, I know the MAC, after the news of the Ivy League canceling their tournament, the MAC said the games will go on, but they didn't say they will go on with fans. Well, now you know why. There's a chance the MAC. Now, again, who are we kidding? The MAC tournament doesn't get a big crowd. But all jokes aside, you could be looking at that tournament being played with no fans. Now, doesn't that start tonight? Or no, it started last night. Buffalo played. Now, but those were home games.
Yeah,
now it goes to Cleveland for the final eight, right?
Yep. Now, and as we're kind of digging more into this statement from the Ohio governor, what's also important to note, in addition to the first four...
Is this breaking news?
No. Okay. This is us finding information that's going to be relevant to this. But in addition to the first four, this year in the NCAA tournament, there are first-round games, March 20th and 21st, being held in Cleveland.
Okay, so you have the first four, and you would have an entire day of games with no fans at it. Mike, this is real.
If the NCAA
like it's
respects
getting,
what the governor said, I don't know.
And we always talk about this. Like, if David had an opinion on something a week ago, he's not bound by that opinion. He's allowed to change his mind. I think the information that's coming out, it's just getting tougher to really sort through what's real and what's not, what's panic and what's prudent. And in the last 24 to 36 hours, this is now reaching a point where even someone like myself, who I'm not worried, I'm not living in fear, I'm not going to stop living my life. Guys, we're going to have games without fans. So if the other stuff doesn't give you pause, maybe this does. So I've said over the course of the last week, as this has become a bigger topic, okay, what am I supposed to do? I've got travel plans. I'm supposed to get on several airplanes over the next 6 weeks. So you ask the question and you go, okay, well, what are the rules? I think as adults, we complain about rules until we don't have them. What are the rules? I'm looking for people to tell me straight up it's safe or it's not. Now, look, if the governor of Ohio says, hey, you can't come to this basketball game, the Cavs are going to play in an empty gym, well, then my question is, so if the Cavs aren't going to play with fans, then why would the Pistons? I mean, the Pistons don't have fans, but you get my point. Or if their high school basketball championships or their college basketball championship tournaments are not going to be played, if those NCAA tournament games are not going to be played with fans, why would others? You start to see this conflict you get where you're like, wait, what's right, what's wrong? I don't have an answer. So it's not safe to go to a basketball game, but it's safe to be, you know, on the Vegas Strip. Or it's not safe to go to a concert in this part of the country, but it's safe to go to a concert. Wait a second now. That's kind of, I think, where I'm at is where some of you guys are at. And I'm totally okay if you've been panicked since the beginning. I mean, what am I going to tell you? Now, how much of it is cover your ass mode? Who knows? Who knows? There seems to be a touch of that in everything. But when Sully reads you that, the first four in Dayton, the tournament games that are set to be played in Cleveland, the MAC tournament set to be played in Cleveland, maybe it hits a little closer to home. Maybe you start to ask questions. 248-539-9797. Anything else from the breaking news that's not breaking news, but really was breaking news update desk? That was breaking news. I felt bad. You should have had music.
I think that's it.
Okay, let's go to Tom, 97.1. Tommy, what's going on, bub?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm great.
All right, well, I literally just stepped off a cruise ship on Sunday night.
Oh, boy.
And I will tell you what we witnessed and what we did to alter our travel plans, why we did it, and what we saw when in our trip. We now up, you know, we left on the 1st of March, so, you know, go back 3 or 4 days before that. Up until that point, the airline that we were flying on had absolutely no updates, no, this is what our, you know, change in protocols are going to be in order to try to prevent anything. We even reached out and got nothing in return. So what that forced us to do, and my job allows me to make, you know, like I was able to drag something in my truck down to Tampa, so I made money going both ways. We ended up, you know, dropping my plane tickets that were frequent flyer tickets anyways,
right,
and we drove to kind of say, you know, I might have lost $100, no big deal. And then, well, the cruise line we were on was every 4 days we were getting updates about policy changes and stuff like that. And then mid last week, when the one cruise ship from Carnival that was turned away from Grand Turk, when that happened, they took everything communal off the table. So there wasn't even salt and pepper. There wasn't your water pitcher. Like if you wanted it, you just raised your hand. Guy came over and shucked salt and pepper on your hand to diminish the amount of people that touched anything. They had these little Philippine ladies standing in front going, washy, washy, and you had to put, you know, hand sanitizer to even enter places to eat.
Now, again, so now that you've returned and you see what's going on here with the rest of the country, where are you? Is travel off the table for you? Are you still just going to do your thing? What are we doing here?
I am going to take it on a, you know, every couple week basis. You know, my girlfriend's daughter has a cruise planned on the same cruise line in 2.5, maybe another month and a half. And, you know, I would, if you ask me as a wagering man, which I have a tendency to do, I would bet the under on whether they make it or not. Because
By that point, it would seem to be that is off the table. I mean, Tommy, that's the conversation I'm having with myself. I talk to myself. It's Tom. I feel like the decisions we make today, we're not going to make in 2-3 weeks. And that means exactly. It was a bad decision.
You know, we met a very great couple whose son is married to a Chinese national, and they live in China. And they said that their incinerators have not stopped 24 hours a day getting rid of bodies.
No, Tom, listen, I don't believe anyone's numbers in that regard. I just don't. To me, it's not a them versus us or do-do-do-do-do. I go, guys, government-shaped numbers, including our own. So it's just what it is. I just personally, I think it's way worse there. It's way worse here. 248-539-9797. We will continue along. Look, I'm enjoying the conversation. I hope you guys are. It's a very honest one. And Sully, with the news now that the governor of Ohio is saying that there should be no fans at any games. Not high school, not college, not pro. Why is it relevant? MAC tournament, first four in the NCAA tournament, and opening round games, or second round games as they call them now.
First and second, yep.
In Cleveland.
Where MSU is projected to go, by the way.
248-539-9797. More next. All right, Sully, give me the ticket text. Rieger gave you what's in the news today, along with Ivy League's canceling spring football. You've got, you got the Boston St. Paddy's Day Parade canceled. You've got every major music festival canceled. You've got Pearl Jam canceling their tour. You got all four leagues coming together in discussion. You got the NBA having an emergency call with its owners tomorrow. Where it is plausible we're looking at NBA games without fans. How much more has got to happen for you to get nervous? What's right? What's wrong? And look, realistically, where is the guidance on what the rules are here? And whether you're traveling like we're supposed to a week from tomorrow or whether you aren't is immaterial. What's the right move? I talked to my physician yesterday. Her opinion was, do what you need to do. But it does get a little alarming when you read the words National Guard deployed to New Rochelle, New York, and it's a containment zone. Sully, go ahead. I don't know how you're going to read the ticket text staring at the TV.
I'm staring at my computer now so I can
read
them.
Well, hey, let's get on it there, Mr. Garlic Sauce.
I wasn't eating lunch today. David and Roberta ordered some good, tasty lunch.
We've all eaten this same meal before, and all of a sudden, it's a problem. Yeah.
David, you know they were working on the HVAC. It smelled so strong in here. I had to open the door.
We've all eaten it before. The HVAC was working. The problem that I have is it's always when I get it and no one else eats it, and then people want to complain.
I mean, I have to side with him a little bit. I had the same thing that David had yesterday. So,
Roberto, come in here and take a deep breath. That's all I'm saying. It's not a sin. It's not like
agree.
It's not like there's
Everybody's acting like it is.
Oh boy! All right, tensions are running high. David had tickets to the MAC championships. All right, Sully, go ahead.
I don't understand the point of no fans at games. If they really cared about not spreading the virus, why wouldn't they just cancel all sporting events to begin with?
That's kind of what I was saying. I mean, Italy's canceled soccer through April 4th. Like if. Tom Izzo's quote is what I go back to. Briefly, let me just read this for the people just joining in. Regarding the coronavirus, he goes, I'm amazed at how this thing's taken on a life of its own. I don't know if there's a halfway point. We got to figure out if we're doing some things or if we're not doing some things. If they say we play in an empty arena, then we'll play in an empty arena. If they say play in a full one, we'll do that. But we need to decide the direction. That's where I'm at as just an adult in general. Our country needs to pick a direction here, and we can follow and figure it out. But it's getting to a point where I don't know what we're doing anymore. And it's even making a person like me who's not nervous about it starting to think a little bit. Go ahead, Mike.
Wonder what's going to happen with Tigers opening day. It'll be interesting to see how we handle that. Guys, I'm flying to Fort Myers Thursday morning. Beginning to get more and more worried and nervous each day, checking updates every couple of hours. Guys, with no fans, these games are going to look like the opening scenes from the Will Ferrell movie Semi-Pro from Tony.
Or your average Pistons game.
Yeah. with the Big Ten tournament coming up, I think it's just about the money. Just like always, why else let fans attend but not your own people? This whole thing's ridiculous. That's from Jonas.
So the Big Ten tournament hasn't made a decision yet, but the Big Ten network won't be sending its crew. How does that work?
I think the Ohio situation is the first domino. If there's tournament games being held there, I can only imagine it will trickle into the other venues as well.
That's why I think that announcement is bigger than people are giving it credit for.
Mike, what's the rule on that? Does the NCAA have to respect what the governor of Ohio is saying?
I don't have a good answer.
Yeah, it's...
And I can't figure out why my chair is sinking for no reason.
Okay.
And we're back. I don't know what happened there. And we're back. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I started like going to the floor. I felt like Webster.
Yeah. Guys, I certainly don't believe the inflated numbers coming out right now. I'm going to get worried when I start seeing people around me get sick.
All right. I guess you just said get the radio
off. Way too many people's pockets will take a hit by canceling tournaments or even not allowing fans. I think this is just all talk so that they think, make fans think that they actually care. I'm a 27-year-old, great health, great job. I'm going to live my life as usual, but I'll be responsible with who I spend time with and what travel I do.
Last one.
Hey, Mike, I was supposed to leave for a cruise on Monday, but we actually just canceled it today.
Yeah, that's a smart move. The cruise is a different deal. Let's go to Jeff, 97.1. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, yeah, like, this is a great topic. I'm 39 years old, like you, and here my father's 77th birthday is coming up. And we're a big poker family, especially like tournaments, and he's never been in a major, or at least a larger scale tournament. So my brother, my sister, and I got together, and here this weekend in Toledo is the Heartland Poker Tournament. So we got together, we bought him in, bought ourselves in, and, you know, on our Friday, we were just laughing about it, like looking at the big screen in the United States, like it was a Doppler, like, oh, we're going to get ahead of this, you know, weather here, we'll be fine. But the bombardment that just came all weekend long of constant corona, like, we don't know which way is up or down from Friday till now. You know, we had to do a family meeting to get calls here on Monday, and we're not doing it.
No, I mean, look, if your dad's 77, and God forbid if he has pre-existing health conditions, he's a prime time target. You're going to put him in a poker room, which is germ city.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he loves it. He's never been in one. It was going to be it, and we don't know what's real and what's not.
No.
Well, we just got to take it out. What if he brought that home, the rest of the family? I mean, how would we feel?
But Jeff, I think you're connecting with what I'm saying. Is like you're looking for guidance, and there is none.
There is none. Absolutely. Today's the primary right here in Michigan, and you wouldn't know it by the news today. It's corona. Do I go and vote? We have nothing.
No,
and
instead, you got the state of Ohio, the governor asking that there not be fans at any games.
Right. And just like you, in 2 weeks, he's going to Florida, we're going to Florida, flying there. Now we're talking about maybe driving. We don't know.
Yeah. No, Jeff, listen, I appreciate it. It's one of the rare times we kind of really deviate. But I don't know. You know, the San Jose Sharks are not going to – they're not going to play a home game with fans. I mean, like right now, if I ask you, Sully, place odds on it. Do you think baseball will start on time?
Absolutely.
Yes or no?
Absolutely.
No. Just because of how things have progressed. Not my personal belief, but I think that's how they've how things have been progressing. And especially with March Madness, that's the one that I'm most fascinated with because, yeah, the stuff from the Ohio governor, part of me absolutely thinks that that probably is the first domino of truly limiting fans at games or something along those lines, sadly.
Go to Danny, 97.1. What's up, Danny?
Hi, Mike. My sports IQ is really low. That's why I listen to this program. My wife is a microbiologist with a master's in environmental health and safety. There you go. I knew I was getting it.
You should be very proud of her.
Yes, I am. She's a very smart woman. And if you look on the Center of Disease Control like she has, she's like got her finger on the pulse. It's media driven. It truly is. Like the flu gets about a little over 1,000 deaths a day.
When you
and we're at 56 deaths a day with the coronavirus, and it truly is, if you match that up with the media, there's like the amount of for like SARS was 56 million mentions in the media per day about SARS, and right. with coronavirus, it's 1.1 billion.
Yeah, Danny, I've never seen anything like it, whether it's H1N1, SARS, MERS, bird flu, mad cow. I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. So, no, Danny, that's why it feels different, and I'm not in a panic. I still plan on doing the things I need to do, including the travel plans I have. But when you get the governor of Ohio asking people, hey, we're not going to have fans at games. The San Jose Sharks are not going to play with fans. You got the NBA's call tomorrow. Danny, this is kind of getting to a point now where at least, hey, my wife is not a scientist and neither am I. I'm looking for our highest ranking scientists to come out and set some ground rules. No?
The CDC has. They said wash your hands. This is like the flu. They
okay.
have.
All right. Well, then that's it, Sully. We're getting drunk wow. on a plane. No, I mean, Danny, I get it. But why are they canceling all the group events if it's that cut and dry?
It's because it's a liability. You're 100% right.
Okay.
If my wife thought for one second I was going to go and get the coronavirus and die or get sick, I'm leaving on a plane tomorrow for work for the East Coast, and she's like, you just gotta go. It's not that big of a deal.
And that's what my physician told me the same yesterday. And Danny, I think I'm staying very calm about it, but I also think part of this job, you need to be honest with your audience. It's got my attention because I feel like I can't fight against the onslaught. And then Sully keeps the – I mean, like, Danny, the Ivy League canceling its tournament, the Boston St. Patty's Day parade. Like, Danny, do you think schools are going to begin shutting down? That would seem like the next step.
It does seem like the next step, and I think it's knee-jerk kind of stuff to the unknown. But it is kind of known, and it's a liability thing. They can't be wrong.
No, I see. Now you nailed it. Danny, I appreciate it. Like I said, it's a conversation. David is standing up screening calls. The intensity, a Dodgers T-shirt, a Steelers hat. This man is fully branded today. He's got about 18 tablespoons of garlic sauce coursing through his veins. This guy's, whew. Mike, is he all right back there?
I think he's okay. He's all right. He's going to be okay. He said he was going to go get some water at the, you know, in a couple minutes. So
we're not looking for comedy sketches on the air, okay?
He's not okay.
Thanks. Bye.
He's not okay. You know, David, I would like to buy you a beverage. You just tell me what you want. I'm going to go get you a beverage while we pay some bills. You're a beautiful man. It's okay. Breathe. It's Tuesday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.